Angel Hansen toured the Icicle Processing Facility in Igigig for the first time Saturday, 5 months into his job as the company's CEO. Angel Hansen has experience in the seafood industry as the COO of Farming for Cook Aquaculture, but this is his debut as the head of a company specializing in wild-caught salmon. He says processing wild fish has some inherent challenges, but adds his company plans to put out more fresh wild-caught product, much in the way it has with farmed salmon.
People sometimes ask, sort of, why did Cook, being a farming company, get into wild fisheries? And up until primary processing plant, it's very different wild fisheries and farmed aquaculture. But after primary processing, whatever you can do with a wild salmon, you can do with a farmed and vice versa.
But the challenges are significant. Angel Hansen says the Cook Group has invested heavily in new equipment for its processing plants, but did not get the expected return with the weak pink run last year.
Of course, last year pink season wasn't as expected. That affected the whole industry, also Icicle. But we have owners that are committed. They've invested significant amounts of money over the last 12 months to support the business, to develop the business.
Angel Hansen also says the Icicle plants are short-staffed with workers, as restrictions to work visa programs have made it difficult to hire unskilled labor from overseas.
This year has been a challenge. We are a bit short, it seems to be the whole industry is. And of course, with the visas, the H2Bs, it was a very big disappointment and made it more difficult.
Managers at the Igigig facility say they are understaffed by about 25%. But are still hiring new workers and hope to be up to the full 300-person crew before the Bristol Bay sockeye run picks up. Angel Hansen says if the rush of salmon overwhelms the processors, they will be forced to can more and fillet less.
Yes, at some point you have to prioritize. Of course, we want to be able to take all the fish that our fishermen manage to get hold of, and we need to prioritize then product format to be able to manage all that. So yes, it could have an effect on product format, which is not ideal, but we'll manage.
Angel Hansen says this is his first trip to Alaska. He is touring the Icicle processing facilities in the state before returning to the company's headquarters in Seattle. He says he is scheduled to be in Dillingham today. In Igigig, I'm Nick Shalino.